This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It's C. Sparky Pfeiffer here with you as it's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Time for our Green and Gold update, brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Joining us now, he is, of course, Paul Breitel from ESPN Lacrosse, their Packers beat writer. Paul, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sparky. Always happy to be talking Packers with you.
We have to talk about the Jair Alexander news, obviously. Also want to talk about some of the stuff Brian Gutekunst brought up yesterday. But let's first start with Jair Alexander. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network earlier today talking about the fact that the Packers are having possible trade discussions with other teams. I've said before, and I'll say it again, I'm not a big fan of trading Jair Alexander. I'm not a big fan of cutting Jair Alexander. Just because I think he's a really good football player. I know he can't stay on the field. I know that's an issue. But I have nightmares of him going somewhere else and putting up an all-pro season and being healthy all year, and then Packer fans wanting to kick themselves.
I mean, that's certainly a plausible option with all of this. Like you said, when on the field, Jair Alexander still continued to play at a high level. 7 games last season, interception, pick 6, multiple pass breakups, a completion rate of 56%. But like you said, it's staying on the field outside of the 2022 season where he played 16 games. He's played just 18 between the 2021, 2023, and 2024 seasons. But the feeling that I get, and again, it's just a feeling, but the feeling that I get behind the Packers looking to trade him, it feels like there's more to it than just, well, he can't stay healthy and there's some cap savings that come from it. I mean, after the season, you know, Jair Alexander, when in the locker room, said he didn't want to speak to the media, didn't know if he was going to be here. It feels like there's more to this than what we're seeing, what we're hearing. And the trade report from Ian Rappaport just felt like a culmination of something that's been coming for some time now. And even on Tuesday, when Brian Gutekunst was asked about Jair Alexander's future with the team, you know, a GM answering, we'll see, that tells us what we need to know, and that Packers are looking in a different direction. And it just feels like for both sides, and Brian Gutekunst has used the term to frustrated, describing both Jair's feelings, the Packers' feelings about just his struggles to stay on the football field. And this feels like one of those instances where perhaps a fresh start might be the best alternative for both sides.
How prohibitive is this going to be to find a person to trade with because of Jair's salary here the next couple of years?
I think there will be some interest, again, for the reasons mentioned in who he is when he's on the football field. But and his contract, while it's a hefty cap hit for the Packers to take on, if traded to another team, it's not going to come with that same heavy cap hit for the other team. He has $37 million left to be paid on the 2 years remaining on his deal. But none of that money, from the new team's perspective, is going to be guaranteed. So it is a contract that is tradable. But to your point, I do wonder how many teams are going to be willing to line up to take on a 2-year deal worth $37 million, giving up draft capital in return for a player who, like we just mentioned, has played in 18 games combined between 2021, 2023, and 2024. So I'm sure there's going to be teams that reach out to gauge what the Packers' asking price is. I do not doubt that whatsoever. But I do think it finding a trade partner for the reasons mentioned isn't necessarily going to be an easy thing for the Packers either, even though we know the caliber of player Jair can be.
Tom and Paul Bredel, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse. Follow him on Twitter at Paul_Bredel. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, talking about the report that Ian Rappaport from NFL Network had earlier today that the Packers are open to trade discussions right now for Jair Alexander. I had quote tweeted that tweet earlier today and said, okay, so what do you think, Packer fans? What are you thinking you want back? And I had all kinds of different reactions to that. I had a warm body. I had anything that we can get. I had sixth round picks. I had people saying third and fourths. I had people suggesting they trade 23 in the first, Jair, and try and move up into the top 10 of the NFL draft to try and move up that way. How do you see this playing out? And would you draw a line in the sand as far as I'm not moving them unless I get X?
I think that if the Packers are going to get any sort of return, I think it's going to be a day three pick. I think it's going to be a fifth, sixth, seventh rounder. And I'm even hesitant to say fifth rounder. I think it might even be middle to later of the day three, just for, again, the reasons mentioned, the contract value, the injury history as of late. I think that's going to make this a bit challenging. And if I'm Brian Gutekunst, I think if any sort of draft capital in return is part of the equation, I think that's certainly something I'm going to strongly consider, because I don't know that the alternative is they work things out and Jair's back for the 2025 season. So I think the working alternative, at least from how I view things right now, is the Packers either trade him and get something in return, which is obviously the best option given the path that they're on, or they're going to release him. I just don't see a scenario where they're trying to trade him, they don't get the asking price that they're looking for, and then they'll run it back with him in 2025. This feels like we're at the end of the line, and the Packers are taking a swing to see if, hey, can we get something in return? So I don't know that there's a line in the sand. I think it might be whichever team offers the best draft pick is where he might end up going, just so the Packers at least get something in return versus releasing him, which again feels like might be the other alternative.
I'm trying to figure out what exactly happened here. I mean, I know he can't stay healthy, but there have been a lot of guys in Packers history. See, Clay Matthews, Christian Watson, all kinds of guys that haven't been able to stay healthy that they continue to play with and go forward. Jair Alexander gets rushed back because the training staff screwed up in Green Bay too early this year, and it cost him the rest of the season when he never should have been on that football field to begin with. That is not his problem. That is their problem. So if he's upset and he's like, screw this, you guys don't know what you're doing, I want out, I totally understand this. But if it's the Packers saying, hey, man, you're hurt too much and we want some cap relief, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's not like they don't have cap relief already. This isn't a couple of years ago where they're screwed cap-wise and they have to get under the salary cap. We're not in that situation right now. And if you do move on for Jair Alexander for nothing and you cut him, or you trade him for a sixth or seventh round draft pick, whatever or whoever you draft or whatever to put in that position, there is absolutely zero guarantee that there'll be even a half of what the player Jair Alexander was.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question in all of this right now is the what if. What if after that Jacksonville game, they had just done the surgery right away and he was available for the final 2-3 games of the season, whatever it might have been. And it sounds like as Jair was continually trying to work his way back from that injury, that there were setbacks along the way. I remember when the news came out at the end of the year that he was going to go on injured reserve, I remember Xavier McKinney saying that it felt like every time Jair was getting close to returning, something happened. So it felt like they kept running into some bumps in the roads where he couldn't quite get over that hump to get cleared to go out there to play on the field. And you do have to wonder from Jair's perspective if how the situation was handled, if that is part of what's created this apparent rift that's appeared between him and the organization at this time. But I think from the Packers' perspective, especially with the uncertainty that just surrounds the cornerback position as a whole for this team, a player of Jair Alexander's caliber, I think there's absolutely a ton of value in having him back. You know, if we just look at this from a 30,000 foot view and take out of the equation any potential off field, things that might be going on behind the scenes, which obviously plays a big part, I would rather have Jair Alexander on the Packers
exactly.
for an additional $6 million cap hit, even if he's only going to play 10 games.
Agreed.
I know those are going to be 10 good games. So the fact that that doesn't seem to be, and again, we're speculating, but the fact that that doesn't seem to be a part of the equation tells us that whether it's the Packers, Jair, both, there's something else there that is just, they're at the point where it's, all right, we need fresh starts. We need to move on.
Okay, so talking with Paul Breidel, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse. Follow him on Twitter at @Paul_Breidel. So my next thing is this. We have the NFL draft coming up. We have free agency coming up. If they go into week one next year and they say Nixon and Valentine are our starters at corners and Bullard's, in the slot being the nickelback, if they feel comfortable and that's their answer, I don't think I'm going to be too happy with that.
Yeah, I would be hard pressed to believe that's what the situation is going to end up being. Now, I will say, compared to the fan base internally, the Packers are much, much higher on Keyshawn Nixon. We hear on Tuesday the way Brian Gutekunst talked about him. We've heard Jeff Hafley continually describe the areas of improvement that he's made in man coverage as a run defender. So the Packers do like what they have in Keyshawn Nixon. But if I had to take a guess, whether it's free agency or the draft, I think you're searching for, obviously, that guy who can be your top cornerback option. And then you have Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine competing for that second spot. And again, because this cornerback position as a whole is pretty thin, I think we're going to see, multiple additions made between free agency and the draft potentially to this room, again, to help elevate the floor of that group, to elevate the competition for the backup roles, the cornerback two, cornerback one jobs. But I really would be hard pressed to believe that they're going to again enter the year with Nixon and Valentine. I think last year, hopefully you look back on it, if you're from the Packers' perspective, as a learning opportunity, right? Because from this point a year ago through the season, they were very, very confident in that cornerback room. But without Jair, that depth was very, very, very much tested. And I think for the most part, that position group did really well. They did do well at limiting big plays. There weren't a ton of downfield throws against the Packers cornerback. If you look at their yards per catch allowed, they did good in that respect as well. But it's the completion rates. Keyshawn Nixon at 67%, Valentine and Stokes in that same range as well. Even if you're only giving up 9 yards per completion, which for a boundary cornerback is really, really good, if you're giving up 3 catches to every 4 targets that come your way, that's a first down. The defense is moving the chains. They're staying the field, staying on the field. So I think that absolutely has to be a position that the Packers are going to work on upgrading this season, this offseason.
Okay, so let's talk about the free agency aspect of this. I mean, everybody, I think, is in the assumption mode of, well, they're going to sign free agents. That's not something that's happened a lot in Green Bay. Goody, when given money, has been active. He's being given money again. How active or aggressive do you think he'll be?
I think he's going to be – I don't think we're going to see a super aggressive offseason by any means. I don't think it's going to mirror what we saw last season either. And while the Packers have a good amount of cap space right now, I think they're around $42 million. That ranks 13th in the NFL according to Over the Cap. If we look a year ahead from now, 2026 – obviously, things can change. According to Over the Cap, I believe the Packers rank 26th or 27th in available cap space next offseason. The reason for that, a lot of these bigger contracts they've handed out recently, the Jacobs, the McKinney, the Jordan Love, the Rashawn Gary, the cap hits from those are really going to start to increase next offseason. And so that in a way is obviously going to impact what the Packers do now, because now you're going to be further impacting the amount of money on the books that's in there on your contract in 2026 and 2027. And right now, there's just not a lot of room. Now, obviously, there's ways to work around that. We saw the Packers do that a few years ago, but I do think that's going to be a bit of a limiting factor for them. However, if there is a position, if there's one position where Gutekunst may take a bit of a swing, I think it is going to be at cornerback, because as we look at some of these other bigger positions in need, the defensive front, this draft class is absolutely loaded. I think that's where the Packers look for that answer. The receiver position, there's just not a ton of high-end wide receiver one options out there for this team. So I do think if there's the opportunity, and they do have the ability to, you know, take a swing, it might not be high-end, top-of-market value, but it can be close to that. I think they have that cap flexibility this year. I think it could be at the cornerback position for the reasons mentioned, but I think a limiting factor overall is while there's cap space this year, they're going to be very, very limited next year potentially.
Tom and Paul Breidel, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Our Green and Gold update brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I got one last one for you. I'm not sure how big of an NFL draft combine guy you are. I'm a huge one. I love the combine myself. Watching it on TV, following all the numbers, all that fun stuff. Where is your interest peaked as far as position group or certain players kind of going into these next few days?
Yeah, so as far as individual players, you know, I'm still diving into, you know, coming off the NFL season, who some of the top options are, who fits what the Green Bay Packers are looking for. But as far as just position groups as a whole, I'm going to go back to that defensive line group. I mean, that class this year at both tackle and defensive end is absolutely loaded. I know Daniel Jeremiah, NFL.com, one of the best in the business, he had 14 defensive linemen on his top 50 prospects overall big board. So there's going to be a ton of talent there for the Green Bay Packers. And I think even going back to Brian Gutekunst's conversation on Tuesday, you know, as we look back at Goody's past in speaking with us during the off season, there's oftentimes, maybe you don't catch it in the moment, but you look back and you go, oh, he hinted, he dropped a nugget about this is what they were going to do. And you go back to his conversation on Tuesday talking about the pass rush, the need for more consistency. You know, if we're going to accomplish what we want to accomplish this season, we have to get better in that area. Again, to me, that says they're going to go fairly heavy at that position. And I think the place to do that, again, because of the depth and just how talented this class is going to be through the draft. I think that's how they're going to go about adding to this group. So that's where I'm going to have my eyes locked on during this combine week, is how is the interior defensive line performing? Who's standing out? Same thing at defensive end, because the ceiling for this Packers defense is going to be determined by the pass rush. But if the pass rush is working every other player on that field benefits from it. I mean, we all saw the Super Bowl, right? A really good pass rush can turn even a good offense into a struggling unit. So I think that's where the emphasis has to lie. And based on what Goody said, I think that's where it's going to lie. So that's what I'm going to be watching this week.
There he is, Paul Breidel. Check him out on Twitter at @Paul_Breidel, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse, and just does unbelievably great work. Paul, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sparky. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, we are going to talk about that Bucs game from last night and why I was livid, because this Bucs team let Giannis down in a major way and somebody needs to address it. I've seen nobody talk about it, so we'll do it. Coming up next here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.